It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Excuse me, Jim. I was talking.
Oh, so
these dead guys, they just want to get in on everything.
Hell yeah.
I didn't get the last word in.
The Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Friday edition here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and you can be as well. If you want to play the Harris Challenge and haven't this year, call us now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. And on your cell phones, star KTRS. Before we play the challenge, I just want to say thank you to everyone who listens to this radio station or any radio show that I've done in the last 14 years, because it was 14 years ago today that I came to St. Louis.
Wow.
And see, I guess that would mean
big anniversary.
10 years on this station and 4 years on that other station. So I just appreciate the support through the years. Not working full-time anymore. By the way, that's fine with me. People ask me all the time, when are you going to get your own full-time job? Not looking for a full-time job. Happy to be semi-retired. Happy to do this every Friday. Got another thing I'm doing on the weekends, filling in like I did for Martin this week.
What's the longest stint you've had in one place?
In any one radio station?
Or city. One city you've lived in.
Here.
Is it? Wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
I was in the Washington, D.C. area for 13 years, and I was here now for 14 years. And before that, in other places, none of them for anywhere near that long. So I appreciate the support, and thank you to everyone who's listened in one form or another through the years and visited my website and followed me on Twitter and all the rest. Now let's meet our first contestant today for the Harris Challenge, and that's you, Patty. Welcome to the show. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I would just like to say happy fourth birthday to my grandson, Jackson.
Happy birthday, Jackson.
Thank you.
Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. Also 14 years old and probably in need of a tune-up.
Nah, it's still working fine.
The software automatically upgrades every week. I like that. Like, you know, the virus software, that does it too. Here are the questions and categories that we have for you this week, Patty. Category one, of course, it's our weekly topical category. Have you been paying attention? Category two, well, Sunday's going to be St. Patrick's Day. This category is his middle name is Patrick. And the third category is, because today is March 15th, the category is Beware the Ides of March. Which one would you like, Patty?
I'll take the middle one, the Patrick one.
Okay, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. If you don't get past 8 points, I will have to punish you. But if you do get eight or more, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by...
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul. We're going to give you a choice. You can pick from Stefanina's. Stefanina's gift card worth $15. Or we'll give you... Werenberg movie passes to see a Werenberg movie.
Werenberg.
And we have 12 free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Now, when you think of a dozen donuts, you think of, oh, that's a dozen donuts. Mm. That'll feed, four of us.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Not this place.
Their donut holes are the size of an entire zip code.
Yeah, it's actually a very awesome place. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
All right, that's a prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
That's what you're playing for today. I think it's appropriate. And, we have a St. Patty's category for a contestant named Patty. And you've chosen his middle name is Patrick. Let's see how you can do. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. On what CBS show does Neil Patrick Harris play Barney, the confirmed bachelor?
How I Met Your Mother.
Correct. Which movie, written by John Patrick Shanley, won an Oscar for Cher?
Moonstruck.
Correct. Which rock star was born Declan Patrick McManus? Is that Elton John, The Edge, or Elvis Costello?
I'll say Elvis Costello.
You are correct. Which Will and Grace character was played by Sean Patrick Hayes?
Oh, I'll pass on that one.
What is the first name of the Lord of the Rings character played by Sean Patrick Astin?
Pass.
Back to the four-pointer. Which Will and Grace character was played by Sean Patrick Hayes? His name was Jack McFarland.
Jack McFarland, yes.
And the name of the Lord of the Rings character that Sean Patrick Astin played, first name was Sam. Patty, okay. All you got was the one, the two, and the three, and that's only 6 points. I'm sorry to tell you. Horrible to punish a woman named Patty on St. Patty's weekend.
Oh.
I'm not going to do it with any Irish music, though.
Okay, thank you.
No. I didn't say I wasn't going to punish you. I said I'm not going to do it with any Irish music. I am forced by law, by federal legislation. I have to apply some sort of punishment. So here now is the co-star of the new hit movie, The Incredible Burt Wonderstone, and a big Beatles fan in his own right. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mr. James Carey. That's enough. I think we may need more. Save it. Patty, I'm sorry you didn't win, but thanks very much for playing. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Scott is our next contestant. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going? AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Not much to say. Still rocking out to Jim Carrey.
All right. We have you been paying attention? Beware the Ides of March or... Go for the Green. Sounds like another St. Patty's related category to me.
You know what? I'm going to try to beware the Ides of March.
All right. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. Scott, let's play the Harris Challenge.
Let's play.
Who returned to Spain March 5th, 1493, after his first visit to the Western Hemisphere?
Christopher Columbus.
Correct. Who was born March 15th, 1933, and grew up to become the first Jewish woman on the U.S. Supreme Court?
Sandra Day O'Connor.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. What was the name of the last Tsar of Russia who abdicated his throne March 15th, 1917?
Pat.
What Midwestern city was home to America's first blood bank established March 15th, 1937?
New York.
Chicago. I said Midwestern. Who was elected the first executive president of the Soviet Union March 15th, 1990?
Mikhail Gorbachev.
Correct. Back to the three-pointer. What was the name of the last Tsar of Russia who abdicated his throne March 15th, 1917?
Oh, man.
That was Tsar Nicholas II.
Scott, that's what I was going to say.
I knew it was right on the tip of your tongue. You should have spit it out. You got Gorbachev and you got Columbus, and that's only 6 points, Scott.
Oh, well.
Mr. Carey? Sitting on the cold break, waiting for the band to come. Corporation T-shirts for Bloody Tuesday, man. You've been a Nazi boy. You let your face grow. Okay. Yeah, we got the goo 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 joop. Thank you. Scott, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, you got too.
Here comes our third contestant today. Hello, Larry.
Hey, Paul. Good afternoon, everybody.
Tell me about yourself.
AM and the PM.
We appreciate that. Hallelujah. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I would just like to say happy Friday to all your ATRS listeners.
Okay. We have three categories for you.
Have you been paying attention is the one I would like to try.
Okay. Well, I'm not even going to tell you what the other options are then. Here we go, Larry. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What Alaskan sporting event did 53-year-old Mitch Seavey become the oldest person to win this week?
The Iditarod.
Correct. What did the chairman of the Chinese Forestry Department warn that country to give up in order to save trees? Paper currency, toilet paper, or disposable chopsticks?
Disposable chopsticks.
Correct. What state's legislature is trying to pass an anti-Bloomberg bill, making it illegal for any municipality to outlaw large sodas, despite it being the most obese state in the U.S.?
Not a multiple choice, I take it.
No. You can pass, though.
Pass.
Which company agreed to pay $7 million this week for privacy violations when it collected Wi-Fi data using its Street View camera cars?
Google.
Google is right. Why is Saudi Arabia considering ending executions by beheadings?
Too messy?
No.
Yeah, that's a good option.
That's a very good guess. The answer is even better. They are considering giving up executions by beheadings and going to a firing squad because there's a shortage of qualified swordsmen.
Wow.
Oh.
So you kids listening in who are good with a sword, I got a job for you.
There you go.
By the way, the most obese state in the U.S. that wants to pass that bill is Mississippi. Go ahead, Larry. What were you going to say?
I was going to ask, can I be one of your call-in radio guys, traffic guys? Every night on the way home, I'm on southbound 270, and Tim Weiland always says, traffic's horrible. And I'm doing 70 miles an hour from Dorset to Doherty Ferry.
Yes, you can.
I would just like them to call me and get a shrew. I don't know how they get there.
So you're suggesting that we start a new service with Tim that instead of just
doing... call me and actually get...
So instead of doing the reports as he sees them from the helicopter, that he now start randomly calling certain drivers, including you, and saying, "Hey, Larry, what's it like where you are?"
Maybe Tim. Exactly. Maybe Tim's eyes are bad. We don't know.
Maybe.
We don't know.
Every night it's the same thing, and I'm cruising 70 miles an hour.
I happen to know there's another plane that goes around. Tim's in one plane, and he is covering one section of town.
Right.
There's
and
another.
Somebody else gives him information. There's another section.
Yeah, there's another plane with a guy, and I happen to know that this guy misses a lot, so he's kind of an idiot. So
what are they smoking?
I'd have no idea, but it's not.
Jet fuel.
Yes. Yeah.
So but I think what Larry's suggesting here would be one of the most impressive improvements in technology we've heard in a long time, because you can get customized everything now. You want a customized news feed on your phone, you can get that. There's services like Pandora where you can get your own playlist of songs. Larry wants to be called so that he can report his own personal traffic.
And contradict him.
Yeah.
505 every day. I'm in the car headed on southbound 270. You can just call me up and I'll tell you what I see.
All right.
Beautiful.
I'll give him your number, Larry. Thanks.
Did I get punished or did I win?
Oh, no, you're right. You didn't get punished yet.
No, you didn't.
All you did was get the one and the two and the four. That's 7 points, and unfortunately that's not enough. So, again, Jim Carrey. Stop. There you go, Larry.
Have a great weekend, Paul.
You too. Have a quick drive home, apparently, on your route there. By the way, this Jim Carrey song comes from an album that was produced by the Beatles producer George Martin. And it actually started off okay, and then we get to that part
right there.
With more
to come.
He
had to put his own little twist on it.
Yeah, here's our next contestant. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I would just like to say hello to my daughter, Jessica, and my wife, Dolores, and my son, Joshua.
All right. We have two categories left. We have Go for the Green and the category nobody's heard yet. Today, he's the walrus. Which one would you like?
Can I have a third? Go for the Green.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who wrote the classic children's book Green Eggs and Ham?
Dr. Seuss.
Correct. Who coached the Green Bay Packers to their first Super Bowl victory?
Lombardi.
Correct. Which state's nickname is the Green Mountain State?
Vermont.
Correct. What team did Mean Joe Green play for when he did that classic Coke commercial?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Correct. Who was the Green Hornets' sidekick?
Cato.
And you wanted a third category, Jim. You got them all. That's a clean sweep. Congratulations.
Good.
Hang on, and Dan will tell you, or you could tell Dan which prize you want, and he'll tell you how you get it, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you very much for playing. And now let's meet our final contestant. Hello, Susie.
Hello, Paul.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Does the name Classy Kickers sound familiar to you?
I think I've spoken to you before about you and your friends, and you go around and do shows with a little dance attitude, right?
We volunteered at your $5.50 wedding.
Yes. Wow, that was a long time ago.
I know, and it was fun, and I got to meet you.
Yeah, that was a fun day. And that couple, to my knowledge, is still married.
Good. See, you had a good fix on them.
All right, Susie, we've got one category left. It's Today He's the Walrus. It's a category about Jim Carrey, who's not only in this incredible Burt Wonderstone movie.
We can't change
The only change I can affect here is I can change contestants, Susie. I can't change the category.
Okay. Let's go for it.
Okay. By the way, he was also on Inside Comedy this past week with Keenan Ivory.
I haven't recorded it. I didn't watch it yet.
Yeah, okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Susie. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which villain did Jim Carrey play in the 1995 movie Batman Forever?
Well, he played the sidekick.
Which villain was it?
I don't know.
Which of these actresses was he legally married to in real life? Jenny McCarthy, Lauren Holly, or Laura Linney?
The first one.
Jenny McCarthy's wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Lauren Holly. Which primetime sketch show gave him his big break in 1990?
Saturday Night Live.
In Living Color.
Okay.
When Morgan Freeman gave Jim Carrey God's powers in Bruce Almighty, who played Jim Carrey's wife?
No idea. Batting zero, go on.
There's your five-pointer. Who played the other half of Dumb and Dumber?
Blank.
I believe he's the one with the chipped tooth, Jeff Daniels.
Is that the clean sweep?
That is the clean sweep of zero.
That's right.
By the way, Jennifer Aniston was his wife in Bruce Almighty, and Lauren Holly was married to him for 9 months in the mid-90s. He did live with Jenny McCarthy, but they were never legally married, and Laura Linney was his wife, but only in The Truman Show.
I'm so glad to know all that. Thank you.
Also, he played the Riddler. The answer to the first question was the Riddler. Susie, I'm sorry you got absolutely squat here, but you do get Mr. Carrey to punish you again.
I think you made this up, Paul.
I just wanted to get to the yellow matter custard there, Susie. Sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Sure. Fun. Bye.
Bye-bye. You know that yellow matter custard. It's always dripping from that deck dog's eye.
Oh, yeah.
So annoying. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. You want to play? Come back next week at this time. You're on the Big 550 KTRS. Worldwide via KTRS.com.